I am joined once again by Meg and Pat Whalen of the country duo Deep Southwest. We last talked about 2 months ago as you guys prepare for your new Bell 5 TV streaming show. How have things been since the beginning of the summer? I'm assuming that it's been a wild ride so far.
It has been absolutely spectacular. Chatham has shown up in style and has been supporting us with locations and people to help us.
And trucks.
And everything. Every turn that we've had a problem, the community has been helping us solve it. It's been really fantastic.
So we are more proud as ever of our community and the contribution and the care that people take of their own in this community.
It's true, though, right? Like, Chatham Kent always comes out for supporting local projects and local people, and I can imagine the team that you guys have amassed around yourselves is right there in it with you.
Yeah, for Due Southwest, our whole team is local, either was born here in Chatham or have moved here and are living here in the area. Yeah. And all talented people with lots of experience.
Yeah, and not only are they local, but they are like-minded creatives who are thrilled and excited to be on this project. And what more can you ask for is to write something and to pour your heart into something and have the people working on it understand it and also give that kind of care again to your project. So we are very tired, very overwhelmed, but we are incredibly happy and grateful.
And we are currently sitting at the Sons of Kent, where you have been meeting with the owners and you were saying getting lots of local businesses behind you as well.
Yeah, we're getting as many local businesses involved as possible. We're here at Sons of Kent, where we're going to be filming in October, a nice big scene. We're going to need lots of extras.
Yes, and if you'd like to be an extra, I don't know what day yet, we'll have to come back, but it'll be mid-October, and we're having a big show scene at the back where they have the bands, so we'll put a call out for extras. So if you want to come down and shake your booty and hoot and holler and be in a big scene, it's the end scene of the whole series, then come out, please.
And before that, you are having another big show next week.
Yes,
so tell us about the big Red Barn concert.
This is very exciting. So we will be at the Red Barn next Wednesday, the 25th at 7 p.m. It is a free concert, y'all. So you don't have an excuse to miss it besides, oh, I might be a little tired. It won't be that long. It's going to be an hour and a half, 2 hours. We are going to get up on that stage and we're going to sing all the music from the show. So we've got our hip hop, we've got our classic country, mm-hmm. and what we're going to do is we're going to take you through the whole show and how we've crafted it and put it together, and you'll talk to some of the people that are on the project as well. And it is the official launch of our Kickstarter. If you'd like to support us in a financial way so we can feed people on set or you know, be featured as a sponsor in logos and all that kind of stuff to give us a little boost.
There's lots of cool rewards too to come with the Kickstarter, such as coming in and hanging out behind the scenes on set, as well as possibly even being a part of the show, naming a character, all kinds of fun things like that. So we're not just asking for straight up pandas.
Yeah, absolutely. And a concert. We'll come to your house. We'll come to your grandma's nursing home and sing a concert lovingly at her bedside. Yeah. So, you know, if you are willing to help us in a monetary way, we are definitely willing to give you in-kind support back.
And do you have a monetary goal of what you need, or is it just sort of every little bit will help?
Every little bit helps. Bell has given us a great head start, but just for reference, like, I don't even know what movie I could say, but, you know, movies and TV shows, the big ones, they cost millions and millions of dollars. Mm. We are not rolling with millions of dollars here. We're talking, you know, micro budget in comparison. Mm. But when you have a micro budget, every bit helps because, as I say, and I'm serious, feeding people really good food, you know, being able to buy supplies so that we can make things look like a party or such, you know, it just adds that so much more value to the show when you watch it, to have those things.
Yeah, we want to make as much production quality as possible. We want to represent our community in the best light possible.
Right. Yeah. We don't want it to be something that it's like, oh, well, you know, they tried. We want to put our best foot forward and just hit the floor running with our community to say, look what we're doing here. And we want everybody to be proud of it.
Wednesday the 25th. is when we're asking people to come out at the Red Barn at 7 p.m.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing how things continue to roll along. Chatham Kent is very proud of the two of you, and we can't wait to see how this all rolls out.